From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, June 15th, 2026. Midcoast fire departments are welcoming home one firefighter who was injured in the Searsmont explosion last month and mourning the loss of another. Jacob Spaulding of Montville was released early this afternoon from Maine Medical Center in Portland. Community members lined the street as Spaulding made a stop at Montville Fire Department. Also starting this afternoon, firefighters are standing vigil for 76-year-old Searsmont Assistant Fire Chief Wayne Woodbury at Riposta Funeral Home in Belfast. He died yesterday at Maine Med after suffering injuries in the explosion. Waldoboro Fire Chief Paul Smeltzer says they don't want to leave one of their fallen alone.
We'll have firefighters at the funeral home 24 hours a day, as long as he is there.
12 people were injured in the explosion at Robbins Lumber, and one other firefighter died. Several people remain hospitalized. The preparations for three ranked choice runoffs resumed in Augusta today. As Kevin Miller reports, the state has streamlined the process over the past 8 years, but officials say it will still take some time.
Nobody won a majority of the votes in either gubernatorial primary or the Democratic contest in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. And that means voters' 2nd, 3rd, and even 4th choice preferences will come into play. As of Friday afternoon, law enforcement had transported paper ballots and digital scans of ballots from most of Maine's 487 towns, cities, and territories to a secure location in Augusta. But Chief Deputy Secretary of State Kate McBrien says that's only the first step in a tabulation process that will take days to complete.
And then it takes time to upload that data. It's a lot of information. It takes time to record and track all of the paper ballots that need to be scanned, get them through the tabulator machines, and get those uploaded to our database as well. So it's a slow process, but it's the correct process, and that's what matters.
Governor Janet Mills won Maine's first statewide ranked choice runoff in 2018 during the Democratic primary. The process has also been used three times in 2nd congressional district races. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
According to a new analysis, political ad spending in Maine is expected to reach nearly $500 million during this year's midterm elections. Steve Missler has more.
The updated projections by Ad Impact are largely driven by a crucial U.S. Senate contest between Democrat Graham Plattner and Republican Senator Susan Collins. That race could determine control of the U.S. Senate next year, and political groups and party committees are spending accordingly. Both are poised to nearly double the $200 million spent on the 2020 Senate race, which shattered state records and led to renewed calls to overhaul campaign finance laws. The race for governor and the 2nd congressional district add to the overall spending total. So are legislative contests, which Ad Impact projects will draw $3 million in spending, the most among New England states. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A new court order is forcing the Trump administration to reinstall signs about the effects of climate change it had removed from Acadia National Park. Todd Martin of the National Parks Conservation Association says a presidential order last year required removal of material that would, quote, disparage America's past.
Signs and pictures that have been removed at our national parks across the country about slavery, Japanese internment, climate change, indigenous history.
Massachusetts District Court Judge Angel Kelly says the removals were likely unlawful. She's given the National Park Service 3 weeks to put the signs back in time for the country's 250th anniversary. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, transportation in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.